Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari Jaya Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari Jaya Jashoda Nandana Raja Jaya Ranjana Jashoda Nandana Raja Jaya
Bhava Sarasvati Goswami Prabhupada ki jai Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai Shri Rupa Sanatana Bhattacharya Gunacharya Jiva Gopal Bhattacharya Dasara Gunacharya Goswami Prabhupada ki jai Prem Sukha Hari Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadara Swaradi Gopakunda ki jai Parinama Sankirtan ki jai Thay Gopal Pranandi Hari Avakasana Samudra Vakisa Avakasana Samudra Vakisa Avakasana Samudra Vakisa Avakasana Guru and Guranga
When Lord Chaitanya was on this planet, Sankirtan was meant for hundreds and thousands of people. But philosophy was only discussed with three or four.
Right. I get your point. I can understand what you're
so,
saying.
So, yeah.
We're really internal right. Category here.
Right. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmuditam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Hiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vishnavamscha Sri Rupam Savajatam Sahaganadavinatanakam Chamsarivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijanatahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahaganadita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Veshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayana Namaskritya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasa. Tato Jaya Udiyare. So last day we started this, we had a discussion on Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is in-house, so please feel free to interrupt me and add points.
When was that? Was that yesterday?
That was, no, on Friday.
Where was I? Anyway, somewhere
else. we were discussing Om, Pranava, what is the meaning of Om? And I said there are three syllables in Om, A, U and Ma. Which is Om is non-different from the personality of Godhead, and Om, the three syllables can represent a lot of things, the three levels of planetary system, Bhu, Bhava, Sva, and Om can also represent the bhangas, the bends of Krishna. Mm. And it also represents sambandha vidhya and prayojana jnana. Mm. So that is, we discussed that, and then we discussed the two aspects of Vasudeva.
In teaching Lord Chaitanya, it's also mentioned it's the living entity, Radharani, and yes, Supreme Lord.
Jiva Radharata. Om represents a lot of things. And Vasudeva, we discussed the Vasudeva aspect of Krishna and the Vrindavan aspect of Krishna. And you're speaking from this part of Prabhupada's purport, where he says, obeisance under the personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, directly indicate Lord Sri Krishna, who is the divine son of Devaki and Vasudeva. This fact will be more explicitly explained in the text of this work. Sri Vyasadeva asserts herein that Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead and all others are his direct and indirect plenary portions or portions of the portions. Right. And he goes on, which we discussed last day. And we finished with Vasudeva indicates the plenary portion of the personality of Godhead and all different forms of the Lord being identical with Vasudeva indicated in this text. The name Vasudeva particularly indicates the divine son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Sri Krishna is always meditated upon by Paramhamsas, who are perfected ones among those in the renounced order of life. Today we'll discuss the two words. After we discuss Janmadi, Asya, Yataha, now today we'll discuss Anvayad and Itaratas. So just the two words of that verse we'll meditate on today.
Itaratas,
Anvaya. Then we will refer to other words in the verse also. So today we will discuss on this part. The chief engineer of a complicated construction does not personally take part in the construction, but he knows every nook and corner because everything is done under his direction. He knows everything about the construction, both directly and indirectly. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Engineer of the cosmic creation, knows every nook and corner, although affairs are being carried out by demigods. So we'll just take this portion, expand on it, look at our previous acharyas. In his commentary, Sridhar Swami, who is the original commentator of Srimad Bhagavat, starts with Vagishya Yashya Vadane Lakshmir Yashya Chabakshashi Yasta Aste Ridaya Samvit Tam Nrishingham Aham Bhaje. This is words by Sridhar Swami. And Nrishingadev is his Ishtadeva, that's why he starts with obeisances to Nrishingadev. If you look at any other texts, you know, Bhakti Shastras, they usually start with obeisances to Ganesh. But since this is Bhagavad Puran, he starts with obeisances to Nrisimhadev. Ganesh is also known as Vigna Vinashini, one who removes obstacles. Right? But like for example, Chaitanya Mangal of Lochandas starts with Ganesh, obeisance to Ganesh. But this one starts with obeisance to Nrisingadev. Because, you know, Nrisingadev is actually, Ganesh gets his powers to remove obstacles from Nrisingadev. And the two, there are two protruding parts in Lord Ganesha's head.
Tumalai.
Right?
Tumalai.
What is that called?
That is one in the Prabhasamita.
Yes.
The word is used Tumalai.
Yeah. And actually that is the feet of the Lord. It's just because the feet of the Lord is in the head of Lord Ganesha, therefore he has the power to remove obstacles. And this Bhagavat is non-different from Krishna. And that starts from the very first word of Sridhara's commentary. He says, Vaga Isha. Vaga Isha is the Lord of speech. Vaka in Sanskrit comes from the root vach, which is close to the English word voice. Voice, vach, right? Isha is the Lord. So Vaga Isha, the Lord of speech, Yashya Vadane. The Lord of speech resides in his mouth. Saraswati.
Again, the Lord of speech resides in whose mouth?
In his mind, in the Lord's mouth. Right? Lakshmi, Yashya, Chavakshashi. So Saraswati is in the mouth of the Lord and Lakshmi is in the heart of the Lord. And just as Yashyasya Ridaye, and whose inner heart is Samvit, is knowledge itself. Tam Nrisingham Aham Bhaje. I worship that Nrisingadev whose mouth is non-different from the Lord of speech, on whose chest resides the Lord, the Goddess of Fortune, and in whose very heart is pure knowledge. Jasyaste Hridaye Samvit Tam Nrisingham Aham Bhaje. Right? And then he explains the Bhagavata. What is this Bhagavata? He says, Vishva Sarga Visargadi Navalakshana Lakshitam. There are nine characters. There are nine features. Like Sarga, creation, Visarga, secondary creation. Right? There are other characters like Poshana, maintenance, which are covered in Srimad Bhagavatam. There are 10 topics covered in Srimad Bhagavatam. But Sridhar says 9. Anyway, Vishva Sarga Visargadi, the creation and the secondary creation of this universe, Sarga Visargadi, Navalakshana Lakshitam, is seen in him who? Sri Krishnakyam Param Dhamma. Is seen in a person known as Sri Krishna. Krishna Akhya means somebody known as Krishna. Right? Param Dhamma. He is the supreme refuge. Jagat Dhamma. He is a refuge of everything. Param Dhamma is the supreme refuge of everything. Namami Tat. Which means, not only is the Srimad Bhagavatam characterized by different features like creation, maintenance. Like the first canto, Prabhupada writes, is creation. Right? Seventh canto, for example, is the science of God. 10th canto is the Samam Bonum. That's how Prabhupada calls it. These are the characters of Bhagavata. Sridhar Swami says, yes, these are the characters of Bhagavata, but that is also the character of Krishna. Because Bhagavat and Krishna are not different. Right? This is the personality of Krishna. He says, Madhava Umadhava Isho Sarva Siddhi Vidhaino. I worship Umadhava, which means the Lord of Uma. The Lord of Uma is Shiva. If I worship Shiva, the Lord of Uma, as well as Madhava, Krishna himself. Right? And they give all success. Vande Parasparatmano. He says the Lord and his devotees, they just simply love each other. Right? They have strong exchanges. Parasparatmano. Nitipriyo. And he says, why am I writing this commentary? Sampradaya anurodhena. He said, I am writing this commentary because the devotees actually asked me to write this. Sampradaya anurodha is request. I have been requested by my previous acharyas, by my sampradaya, to compose the Bhavartha Divika of Bhagavata. That's why I'm writing this. Right? And he follows Vyasadeva, like when Vyasadeva wrote the Mahabharata, we are discussing every night, he made mistakes. Right? But then Narad Muni had to come and tell him, well, correct this here. Similarly, Sridhar Swami says, I have to explain the Bhagavat because my gurus told me. Sri Bhagavata Bhavartha Dipikeyam Pratanyate. So I now start Sri Bhagavata Bhavartha Dipika. Kvatham mandamati kevedam manthanam kshira varithe kim tatra paramanur yatra madjati mandara. He said, this Bhagavata is like a huge ocean. Right? And to churn the ocean, you need Mandara mountain. Right? When in the Bhagavatam we have the story of the churning of the ocean. So the mountain was kept in the middle of the ocean, and then Vasukina came and the demons and the demigods, they churned the ocean. Right? He said this Bhagavata is like an ocean. Even Mandara mountain is going to drown in this ocean. And I am a Paramanu, I am like an atom. How can I ever explain Srimad Bhagavatam? Do you get it? That this Bhagavat is such a big ocean. In the cosmic ocean, when Mandara was brought, the Lord supported Mandara mountain on his back, and a part of the mountain was above the ocean. So it was easy to churn the ocean. But the ocean of Bhagavat is so deep that even Mandara mountain will drown in this ocean. How can I, who is an atom, ever churn the nectar of Srimad Bhagavat? Kvatham? How? Mandam matihi, you know, I am endowed with such bad intelligence. Right? Kshiravaridhe manthanam. This ocean of kshira, the ocean of milk, the churning of the ocean of milk. Right? Kim tatra paramanu. I'm like a paramanu here. I'm like an atom. Huh? Why yatra majjati mandara, where the big mountain itself drops. Mukam karoti vachalam, but mukam, even a dumb man can start speaking. Mukam karoti vachalam, pangum langhayate giri, and a lame man can climb a mountain. Yat kripa tam aham vande. By whose mercy I offer obeisances to him, Paramananda Madhava. Madhava, who is the source of supreme bliss. And then we are discussing what is the Bhagavat. So we got the point, Bhagavat is the Lord himself. In his mouth Saraswati resides, on his chest Lakshmi resides, and whose very heart is pure, unadulterated knowledge. Right? The Bhagavat is like an ocean. The Bhagavat is like an ocean where the Mount Mandara itself drowns. Right? And it is not possible for living entities to actually completely comprehend the Bhagavat, just as the way it is not possible for us to understand the Lord. They can try. And it is only by the mercy of the Lord a part of Him will be revealed, as much as we need to get to Him. Yes. Remember?
Yeah, I was just invocation starting.
Yeah, this is explained. What is Bhagavat? And then Sridhar Swami says, Sri Bhagavata Abhidaha Surataru Tarankura Sajjanaihi. Srimad Bhagavatam is like a tree. Right? Surataru. And this tree is not the tree in the heavens. This tree actually grows all the way up to the spiritual world. Surataru Tarankura Sajjanaihi. The Ankara, the roots of the tree are sajjanai, the well-hearted devotees. Right? That is the foundation of the Bhagavatam. Skandaihi dvadashabihi. It has 12 branches. That tree has 12 branches. Tataha. Welcome until Bhagavata class. Skandaihi Dadaswabhihi. And this tree has 12 branches. Tataha Pravilasad Bhaktiya Alavalodayaha. And you know, in India, these trees, even here, is, you know, you raise the soil around the tree so that the water doesn't escape. And we put manure in that. Right? So whenever we plant a tree, we raise the ground around the tree so that we can put manure and water and it stays there. So Sridhar Swami says, Bhagavatam is that tree, right? And bhakti is the alavala, is the ring that surrounds the tree. So Bhagavatam is bound by bhakti and its roots are sajjanas, devotees. Dvatrimsha trisatam cha yasya vilasat shakha sahasrani. Right. It has thousands of shakhas, branches, and then he dvatrimsa, 32, trisatam, 300 verses. Yesha vilasat, vila, it has 330,000 leaves around. Alam parnani ashta dashateda dva ashti alubha varvati sarvupari. And then it's the verses which are its leaves surround the whole tree, its shades, right? And then he goes on to say that this tree is better than, say, for example, trees in heaven. We have in the 10th canto we have this description of Parijat, which was in Indra's garden, right? He said, these trees, what do? They give you some pleasure and these things like that. But the tree of Bhagavatam, which has grounds on this planet and its leaves in the spiritual world, actually takes you up there. And this tree of Bhagavatam is even better than Kalpatarus in the spiritual world. Because the Kalpatarus in the spiritual world, they only stay there. They can only fulfill desires of people in the spiritual world. Srimad Bhagavatam fulfills the desires of the people in this world, especially if it is the desire of going back to Godhead. That's why the tree of Bhagavatam is so special. Then we'll read a little of Jiva Goswami.
How many verses?
This is prose. This is 7. There are total 7 lines.
I misunderstood. There was something about 300 there.
32,000 leaves, you mean?
Yeah, different. Bhatrimsha, 32, trisatam, 300.
300 what?
Trisatam vilasach, shakha sahasrani. Sahasrani, it has thousands of branches.
300,000?
Yeah. No, thousands of branches and so many leaves around.
Okay.
Now we'll move on to the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Jiva Goswami says, Tad evam Srimad Bhagavatam Sarva Shastra Chakravarti Padam. Chakravarti is a word which means one who has a wheel on his hand.
This is Jiva Goswami. Sridhar Swami.
Yeah. Now we were reading Sridhar Swami, now we have gone to Jiva Goswami. Chakravarti means a king. Right? Which means a king is supposed to have a wheel on his palm. And he can set the whole world in motion. That's why he is known as Chakra. Chakra means wheel. And Varti means one who sets in motion. Like, you know, it comes from the Sanskrit word Varta, which is close to the English word Vert, V-E-R-T. Like we have invert, subvert. Right? When you invert, it means you turn it around. Subvert. Right? So Vert, Chakra Vert. Which means you turn, one who turns the chakra around. Chakra Varti. And Jiva Goswami says, Srimad Bhagavata is Sarva Shastra Chakravarti. It is the king who can turn around all other scriptures. It is the king of all scriptures. That's what he means. And it should be placed on a golden throne. Hema Simhasana Arudham. Right? Iti Yad Vyakhatam. And then it can be explained. and then let it be explained. That eva yuktam, that only is the proper behavior or the proper respect given to Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam has to be placed on a golden throne, and then it can be explained. It has to be worshipped like the body of Krishna himself. And he says, Skanda Purana, he quotes Skanda Purana and says, Satasthota sahasraicha kim annai shastra sangrahai. What is the use of collecting hundreds of other scriptures? Naya shatisthate gehe shastram bhagavatam kalau. Right? In the house of a person in Kali Yuga who does not have Bhagavatam in his home, what is the use of keeping hundreds of books in a person's house if there is no Bhagavatam? He said, this Bhagavatam, if this one book is there, there is no need for any other book. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said at one point, even if, touch wood, this shouldn't happen, but even if all the libraries in this entire world was burnt down, but only one book, Srimad Bhagavatam, survived, there would be no loss. Katham sa Vaishnava Gaya Shastram Bhagavatam Kalau Grihena Tishthate Yashya Savipra Swapachadhama. How can somebody be known as a Vaishnava who does not love, who does not have Srimad Bhagavatam? And even a Brahman who does not have Srimad Bhagavatam in his home and who studies it is worse than a person who cooks and eats a dog. Yatra yatra bhavet vipra shastram bhagavatam kalo. In this age of Kali, wherever there are brahmanas, there has to be bhagavatam. Otherwise, they are not brahmanas. Vipra. Tatra tatra, and wherever there is bhagavata, tatra tatra harir yati, there itself Lord Hari personally comes. Lord Hari travels there. Right? Tri dashai saha narada, along with Narad Muni. Wherever there is Bhagavatam, Lord Hari travels with Narad Muni. Ya pathet prayateva nityam shlokam Bhagavatam ne. Whoever reads Srimad Bhagavatam every day nityam, astadasa puranam phalam prapnoti manava. He immediately gets the benefit of reading astadasa, 18 major Puranas. So, one does not need hundreds and thousands of books if he has Bhagavatam, one. And number, just by reading it, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, one gets the benefit of actually reading all other Puranas. And the Bhagavatam itself says, Nigama kalpa tarura galitam phalam sukhamukhat amrita dravasamyatam pivat bhagavatara samalyam muhuraho rasika bhavibhavaka. Hey rasika, you know, connoisseurs, you know, connoisseurs. Bhavuka. Thought, huh?
In Swedish it's called finsmakare.
Connoisseurs, those who know how to taste. Oh, connoisseurs, oh, thoughtful people. Relish, drink Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the fruit of the tree of the Vedas. Right? And mango especially, you know, when it is bit, when it's like bit by the lips of a parrot, becomes sweeter. Right? Because it becomes much jane ko kya bolta hai? Wo. You know, like when the fruit grows softened. So kya bolta hai?
Ripened.
Not ripened, there is another word for it. Anyway, I don't remember it. Whenever, like, for example, bananas, if you keep them for 2 or 3 days, it becomes a little soft. Or, you know, if you put a hole in a mango, it becomes soft after some time, right? It becomes soft and juicy. So it is understood that when a parrot takes a bite from a mango, that mango becomes very sweet.
Succulent.
Yeah. Close. That mango becomes very sweet. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in this Bhagavat, Shuka is a parrot and Shuka is also Shukadev Goswami. And when Shukadev Goswami takes a bite from the fruit of Srimad Bhagavatam, that fruit becomes even sweeter. Right? And then, Jiva Goswami explains the hidden meaning of the Bhagavatam. We started discussing a little bit last day. Asva Swarupa Lakshanam Aha Satyam Iti. And then Prabhupada explains that Krishna knows this, Krishna manages this world both directly and indirectly. Right? We just read the purport. And Jiva Goswami says, yes, actually through this verse, we know the Swarupa Lakshana and the Tatastha Lakshana of Krishna. Anvayad, by Krishna Swarupa Lakshana, we understand this world directly. This world is not different from Krishna in a way. This is Achinta Bheda Veda. This is Krishna's, in a way, this is Swarupa Lakshana. At the same time, this is Krishna's Tatastha Lakshana, his external energy. And he says, by saying Satyam Param Dhimahi, in the word Satyam, we get Krishna's Swarupa Lakshana. Krishna is truth himself. Right? And Jiva Goswami quotes Bhagavatam, says, Satyam Vratam, Satyam Param, Tri Satyam. Krishna is Satyam Vratam. He is the vow of truth. And he is the supreme truth, Satyam Param. And if there be any truth, that is Krishna. That is, Jiva Goswami says, that is the meaning of Satyam in Satyam Param Dhimahi. Right? And then he quotes further, Mahabharata, Satya Pratishtada Krishna. He said, Krishna is always established in the truth. Satyam Atra Pratishtita. And the truth is always established in Krishna. At one point, Gandhi, you know, he has a book called My Experiments with Truth. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
It is his biography, the story of my experiments with truth. And as he grew older, he said, my definition of God is truth.
Such a God.
At the end of his life, he said, well, because people interpret God so differently, now I tell people, truth is God. God, way you understand it, may or may not be true. But truth is definitely God. I mean, Gandhi should have read this verse. Satya Pratishthitaha Krishna. In truth is established Krishna. Satyam, truth, Atra Pratishthitam. Truth is established. Krishna is established in truth. Truth is established in Krishna. Satyat Satyam Cha Govinda. From truth comes truth, which is Govinda. There can only be truth from truth. Satyat is like, you know, from truth. Satyam Govinda. From truth comes Govinda. Right? Tasmat, therefore, Satya hi namataha. And therefore, Krishna is also called Satya. Krishna is the truth. This is, he said, Iti Udyama Parvani Sanjaya Krishna Nam Nam. Nirakto Satata Srutavat. He said it is, this verse is mentioned in the Udyoga Parva, the Udyama Parva of the Mahabharata. And when in the first verse we say Dhamna Svena Sada Nirasta Kuhakam, he said, by his own dhamna, by his own effulgence, he cast away any ignorance. Jiva Goswami says that is Krishna's Tatastha Lakshana. So Krishna is directly knowledgeable of this world through his potency of Satya. And Krishna indirectly takes care of this world through his dhamma, through his effulgence. Right? Anyway, we'll stop here today and we'll continue with the hidden meaning of Bhagavatam tomorrow. Any questions, comments, corrections, discussions?
It's like that now is the last moment to break Ekadashi.
If you have
some breath, or if you would like to break Ekadashi now, and then after we ask questions, is it okay?
Sure.
Everybody's welcome.